Joining us now in studio, we do have a special guest. It is Mark Taylor, the former Director of Public Safety here in Northfield. Mark, thank you so much for coming down today.
Good morning. Thanks, Jeff.
And welcome back to Northfield.
Yeah, thank you. It's always good to be back.
Yeah, you. We tried to arrange this for like 3 months. This is the third or fourth time. And every time there's been a blizzard. And you're in the metro area now?
Yep. I'm living in Eden Prairie. So yeah, we've been getting walloped as you have down here.
And we're just one day off of it right now. You'd think, boy, in the middle of April, we'd be okay. But I want to thank you for coming down today. Now, you've left Northfield. It's been quite a few years now. It's been 4 or 5?
It's been about 5 years, I think, already, which kind of dawned on me the other day. I can't believe that much time's gone by already, but yeah.
And you retired from active police duty, and but you're still not too far from active, or I shouldn't say active police duty, but from law enforcement in general. Your new job is basically a consultant. Tell us a little bit about
it. Sure. Last summer, I was contacted by, it actually turned out it was the architect that I worked with here in Northfield. And at that time, he worked for a different architectural firm. But he has since moved on to a different job and different company. And he, I'll back up a little bit because this company, they're based out of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. They've now expanded to Minneapolis. And what they do, what they did is they built fire stations. They've built, I would say probably over 100 fire stations in the state of Wisconsin. And so they hired Mike Clark, who's the architect that I work with. He had a lot of, obviously, Minnesota experience, but he also had a Wisconsin experience. So they hired him with the thought that he could design fire stations in Wisconsin and Minnesota, again, expanding to the state of Minnesota, but they also wanted to get into the business of building police stations or public safety, in other words, police and fire together. So with that in mind, they asked him, because of their business model, which is in Wisconsin, hiring retired fire chiefs to kind of act as a consultant dealing with cities, city councils, the fire chief, the police chief, that sort of thing. So they wanted to, with getting in the business of police stations in Wisconsin and Minnesota, they wanted to bring on a retired police chief or somebody with public safety experience. So they contacted me, and I did an interview with them. I did a couple of interviews with them and the owner of the company in Eau Claire. And then they ended up hiring me or bringing me aboard. So that was like last summer, and so that's what the job is, and that's kind of what I'm doing.
And that's what you did in Northfield, only you didn't get paid additionally for it.
That's correct.
That. While you were a public safety director here, the design and through the build of the new police station. And that opened up after you had left.
That's correct.
I mean, all the plans and everything had been done. Had they started construction yet at that
point? They had
point?
Not. Okay. You know, Chuck Valerius, who's the deputy chief and who was the interim chief, he and then following Monty Nelson, the current police chief, they ended up kind of seeing that whole process through the construction phase. But I left right before that started.
So. Let's talk about your part in that, though. Northfield's old police station, Public Safety Center, was built in 1970. So it was over 40 years old at that point.
Right.
And my guess is that's not untypical of probably the type of project that you're working with, a police station that's old, looking to get a new one. Is that pretty typical?
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
And how much has law enforcement changed since then?
You know, it's interesting because you're right. There's some common threads there because every outdated police station that you see, basically, you know, they have very similar issues. There before technology was in place, you know, back in 70, there weren't even computers in the building. So you think about how much that's changed. You know, policies and procedures, the way law enforcement does things, it's all very different. So there's some, and it's kind of like houses. You know, now you think of the way they construct homes now, is there a much more open concept? Well, that's very true. If you think back to our old police station here in Northfield, it had a lot of small rooms, small offices, narrow corridors, that type of thing. And you know, we could spend days kind of talking about the issues there, but we did that back then. And so Yeah, to answer your question, there are very, very common threads.
You know, and population, the world population, at least, you know, since 1970 has been at least doubled. Right. And it's probably done more than that here in the United States, at least some areas. Just having that, the space not only for the officers to work, but for the criminals to be processed through. My guess is that there's been some efficiencies with space and design, but it still has to be quite a bit bigger complex, wouldn't it?
Correct. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. You end up normally at least doubling, sometimes tripling, when you start thinking about a 30 or 40 year old building that's going to be replaced.
Uh-huh.
And that's where you get into, and we just went through a study in Wisconsin on a police station over by Eau Claire. And the issue there is, the space is number one, inefficient. So, it's not designed the way you'd want it today. So then you talk about having to kind of gut the building, but you also need additional square footage. And when that happens, you end up, when you start adding on and then gutting the building, you actually many times end up spending more money than you would just starting with a new facility.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you or the company worked in some larger metro areas, Minneapolis, St. Paul? They have some older police facilities. They don't have a big open field at the edge of town that they can build in.
Right.
Designing those has to be pretty tricky.
It is, because many times you end up having to go up because, like you say, you can't go out.
Mm-hmm.
So because you're landlocked, and you know, getting back to this one I just discussed because it's most recent, that's the case in this one in Wisconsin that we're working on right at the moment, is that it, you know, they're within the city proper downtown area, and there just isn't room to expand. So then we have to start looking at, like I said, adding on. And if you do, how do you do that? Like you said, you go up probably, or you start covering parking lot, which is one of the things they're wrestling with, because, you know, they're like Northfield and many other communities. Parking is always usually an issue in that you don't have enough. And so you hate to give that up. So, you know, there's a lot of challenges that go into it. It's not just the building like you brought up, Jeff. It's about all the other things that enter into it.
Now, you've been out of law enforcement directly for 5 years now.
Right.
The world has kind of changed. I mean, you probably picked a pretty good time to retire. Some of the attitudes towards law enforcement have changed, not to really the better overall. Has, you know, when you talk to police chiefs and law enforcement personnel, are their attitudes changing, and does that change the design that would you need to make some adjustments for that?
You know, not really, other than because I think that even entered in when we were looking at designing our new police station in Northfield, is that you think about how unfriendly our old building was, and we were already kind of dealing with some of that, bringing in some warmth into the design. Mm-hmm. More public access to the building, that type of thing. You know, I know that currently you're holding meetings out at your police station. That was by design. I mean, we built that into that facility, designed it into that facility because, again, like you said, Jeff, you want to be more open. The public needs to be more, see the police station, see the police department.
Mm-hmm.
And so those thoughts were already entering in. I would guess that, to answer your question, it's going to become even more prevalent. Uh-huh. Yeah, in designs.
Yeah, that's kind of, I guess, one thing I was leading to. Are there certain trends that you've seen in those 5 years since you've been gone that are changing the landscape of the police department design?
You know, yes, I would say yes to some degree. The other part of it is, though, I think much of that is more just around philosophy with police officers out in the field, mm-hmm. talking to people, you know, more of that, you know, meet and greet type stuff that you want your department to be more involved. And I, you know, certainly know that Monty's involved with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he certainly has been. Once again, we're talking with Mark Taylor, Northfield's former director of public safety, who's now doing a consulting with some for new police stations with a company. Can you tell us what you've been working on? What cities have been popping up or with new stations?
Because we're new to the police side mm-hmm. of things, we are kind of actively recruiting jobs right at the moment.
Uh-huh.
We've got some things in the works, some facilities that we're looking at, we're getting real close on up in northern Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a couple, one in southwest Minnesota, one, let me think here, one southern Minnesota. So, you know, we're out there looking. We've got some things going in Wisconsin. Because it's new, and this next week we're going to be at the architect and myself are going to be at the Minnesota Police Chiefs Conference. So we'll have a booth there, and we'll get a chance to make some contacts there. So Things are – it's starting to get busy, but because we're new in this business, the police side of it in Minnesota, we're trying to get ourselves in here.
Well, you'll probably see some people you know up at the Police Chief Conference.
Yep. I know a few from Northfield I might see.
All right. Good deal. Well, maybe you'll see them today while you're in town. Who knows?
I hope so.
All right. We're just about out of time. Anything else you'd like to pass along? Or?
No. I mean, we could talk motorcycles, but it might be a bit early, Jeff. I was kind of hoping to do the river, the flood run this weekend, but that's not looking positive.
Not looking real good. Well, you know, be in the 40s, so there probably will be some people out there. Who knows?
I might watch them.
All right. Mark, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. Nice to see you.
Mark Taylor, once again, former Director of Public Safety here in Northfield.